In our top stories, the Fulani community in the Northwest region are becoming more and more conscious of the need for them to send their children to school, the challenges of insecurity in the locality notwithstanding. What memory do you hold of your childhood pet name? Some inhabitants of the center region still have exciting memories, although some are of the opinion that it negatively shaped their personality. The municipality of Mara will soon have its leisure park under the Green City Project, financed by the European Union. The foundation stone of the said park has been laid by the city mayor. Those are our top stories. Now, the regional news in greater detail. The Fulani community in the Northwest region has acknowledged that there has been a shift from traditional oral education to formal schooling. Many Fulani children now attend school, thus moving from the past practices of cattle rearing and early marriages. However, the community faces challenges due to insecurity. Many have moved to larger towns like Bamenda, thus disrupting their way of life. Sylvie Banta reports from Bamenda.
The Fulani people in the Northwest, including the Mbororos and Aku, have historically focused on cattle herding in areas like Sabga, Wum, and Kambe. Due to the ongoing unrest, many have moved from these rural areas to Bamenda, facing challenges in adapting to urban life.
My name is Suleiman Abdul Karimu. I am a freeborn of Ultown here, but our village is in Sabga. It is only this crisis that come and disturb us with our cattle. That is why we are in town. Difficulties in town is about rentage. You know, Fulani man is somebody who does not know about rentage. In those days, we don't buy water, don't buy electricity, all these things, we get it free of charge.
Usman Abubakar, a PhD fellow, notes that globalization and awareness have led more Fulani communities to embrace education, with some members even pursuing higher studies.
With the advent of modern educational systems and government efforts, more and more indigenous youths are now embracing formal education.
Additionally, many Fulani have diversified into business, and girls now have the opportunity to pursue careers, a change from the past practices of early marriage.
So my name is Hatsuyaya. I'm a Fulani. Actually, I've inherited part of my father's business. Things have really changed. Our parents have been sending us to school. Although there are some limitations about early marriages, they need organization that will tell them how important education is, the disadvantages of early marriages.
To support the Fulani community's transition, there is a need for improved security and access to education, which can help preserve their cultural heritage while fostering socioeconomic development. Sylvie Bantar for the regional news in Bamenda.
And from the Northwest region to the Southwest region, the Bostal Institute in Boya will soon go operational again after 4 years of recess due to the creation of the DDR Center on its campus. The information was made known during the Board of Directors meeting in Boya, chaired by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Social Affairs, Beryl Panje, on behalf of the minister. As you tell us, Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe.
The Bostal Institute, responsible for rehabilitating young juveniles, has been dormant for the last 4 years due to the presence of the Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Center on its campus. Reviving the institution is one of the many challenges the institution's authorities now face.
Gottfried Anuteme, director of the Bostal Institution. Challenges especially about the dilapidating nature of the institution, the absence of instructors to run the workshop, dilapidating nature of even the equipment of the workshops, also the need to get some technical staff, especially in the health department.
The representative of the Minister of Social Affairs, Beryl Panje, who is the Secretary General at the Ministry of Social Affairs, has promised to channel the challenges to the appropriate authorities to ensure that solutions are provided.
We are praying as personnel of social affairs for this center to be revamped so that the maladjusted children in the society will come back so that they can be re-educated and well-placed in the society.
Social affairs officials have emphasized the indispensable role that the Bosa Institute plays in the community, stating that it is important that the center be reinstated. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CLTV, Boya.
We continue our regional news right to the West region, where the widespread prevalence of smartphones has become an integral part of modern life, especially amongst the youth. While these devices offer convenience and connectivity, the inattentiveness of young people in public places poses a significant public safety concern. In the report that follows, journalism student on internship, Precious Salinu, tells us more.
The growing trend of young people using their mobile phones and listening to loud music on headphones while on public road is a cause for concern. By concentrating on videos and apps like Facebook, WhatsApp and TikTok, they expose themselves to accidents that could have been easily avoided.
Using your phone on the highway has many disadvantages because you might be concentrated and be knocked down by maybe a car. And for my own, I think they usually do that because they have urgent messages to answer or they are just being entertained by social media.
The dangers of mobile phones are not limited to pedestrians. Drivers who get distracted by their phones while driving also put themselves and their passengers at serious risk.
It's very dangerous. Firstly, you see most youths that are driving cars, bikes, you find them taking calls, responding to messages, some are watching something. Not only do they put themselves at risk, they put other people at risk. And the human brain is not in a position where it can do multitask at the same time, just like a computer. You cannot be on your phone and you expect to still be concentrated on the road.
In this regard, young people are urged to make a conscious effort to reduce their use of mobile phones while on the highways and in public spaces for their own safety. Precious Sielenu, student journalist on internship for the regional news in Bafoussam.
With 3 out of the 10 stations covered, let's now move to the far north region. And as you heard in one of our lead stories, the municipality of Mara will soon have a leisure park under the Green City project financed by the European Union. The foundation stone has been laid by the city mayor, Dr. Sally Babani, who equally donated working material to some students recruited by the council as part of holiday activities to keep Mara clean. Sylvester Temken tells us more.
The leisure park to be constructed on a surface area of 9,735 meters square, funded by the European Union, includes provision stores, buka rows, restaurants and other attractions. Prominent on the site will be the monument in honor of the head of state. The city council has undertaken this to give a new lease of life to the residents of Maruwa under the Sustainable Green City project. While laying the foundation stone, the Maruwa city mayor underscored its importance in enhancing social inclusion. Dr. Sally Babani.
To give the population the possibility to come out in the weekend to have a distraction here, and also to give our artists to make exposition here, and it's also the possibility in this site to celebrate the head of state by giving him a monument here.
Meanwhile, as part of measures to keep Maruwa clean to avert floods during the rainy season, the Maruwa City Council, through the same project implemented by Care Cameroon and Aderpa, has also recruited some young people and handed working materials to execute the exercise and also support their back-to-school endeavors.
Those youth in this period of holidays, they have to clean our water channels around the city. I transform them like our ambassadors to the population.
The city mayor, alongside his team and partners, also visited some rare afforestation and project sites where they noted with satisfaction the level of execution. Marwa, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
from the far north region to next door center region. Some inhabitants of the center region still hold exciting memories about their childhood pet names given to them by their family members or friends. While some people believe these pet names created fondness, others are of the opinion that the childhood pet names negatively shaped their real names and personality. Likiate Gertrude Songazi went finding out and put together the following report.
Pet names, mostly used by mothers to many in the center region, created a feeling of belonging, love, particularly when she expected certain household chores to be done.
Your mother will just refer to you as mom and you'll be like, wow, so she can call me mom too. So when mom calls you mom to do something, that's when you're just feeling sweet inside you. Once in a while, when somebody refers to you as mom, you just feel excited.
Many inhabitants of Yaoundé have grown up keeping fresh and exciting memories of their childhood pet names.
I remember when I was still very small, they used to call me this pet name Boys Go, Baby and Kem, and even at this point when I grown, these names are just not leaving me. Each time that I'm being called this name, I feel this degree of love from the people that are calling me the names.
However, another group of people think that their childhood nicknames weren't romantic.
They were calling me that Big Mommy, Big Mommy, Big Mommy. So now, when I came to Yaoundé, many people in the village, they never even knew my English name. When I go to our village meeting, they will still be calling again that Big. I was not very happy. And I told them that my name is Emilia.
Some of these pet names are still being used, even as the individual attain the age of maturity. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
And that report by Lekiate Getroda Songazi puts a cap on the regional news this day, in which you heard that the Fulani community in the Northwest region are becoming more and more conscious on the need for their children to go to school, the challenges of insecurity in the locality notwithstanding. What memory do you hold of your childhood pet name? Some inhabitants in the center region still have excited memories, although some have the opinion that it negatively shaped their personality. The municipality of Marwa will soon have its leisure park under the Green City project financed by the European Union. The foundation stone of the park has been laid by the city mayor. That's how we saw it on the regional news this day, presented by Elizabeth Mbone Agbo. LD continues with Luisa Akwanka.